And we're back. Central America's deepest lake is Lake Atitlan. The towns and villages around the lake are experiencing much development, not all of it welcome. One example is San Marcos La Laguna. It used to be off the beaten path. Now it's a preferred destination of expats in search of real estate. That worries some local residents, as Jill Replogle reports.
San Marcos is legendary in backpacking circles as a mecca for a certain kind of tourism. The Lonely Planet guidebook calls it something of a magnet for hippies with a purpose, who believe the place has a particular spiritual energy.
Help me to breathe the light and help me to clean my lungs so I can be free again and breathe.
Visitors can meditate, get a massage, or take a class in astral travel. Then top off the day with a moonlit Mayan ceremony.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Jesus Landa helped jumpstart the village's spiritual tourism industry. He moved here in 1988 and built a hotel near the shore of Lake Atitlan. Landa remembers when there was nothing but farmland and orchards here.
It was green, really green. Coffee trees, jocote trees, orange trees, and corn. No trails. No paths, no electricity, no shops, no stores. It was really peaceful.
Other parts of the country were not so peaceful. Guatemala's brutal civil war was still raging at the time. But peace accords were signed in 1996, and that opened up the country to tourism.
San Marcos, servidos.
These days, San Marcos, population 2,500, has at least 13 hotels, 18 restaurants, and 9 therapy centers. And more tourists are putting down their backpacks to build homes and start businesses here. Now, instead of working the land, the locals serve food, clean hotel rooms, and do construction work. Many say they're grateful for the jobs. Rebecca Kiyakain is a receptionist here at the San Marcos Holistic Center. She says tourism has also opened up a window to the world outside.
Gracias al turismo que ahora el internet está aquí.
Thanks to tourism, we have the internet here. When I studied, I remember having to travel to San Juan or San Pedro La Laguna just to use a typewriter.
Still, some here worry about the other changes tourism is bringing.
Anteriormente, no había mucha delincuencia.
Before, there wasn't much crime in San Marcos.
That's Narciso Pusul Mendoza. He's head of the local planning department. He's also alarmed by the rate at which foreigners are buying up real estate. Villagers now own only 40% of the land in San Marcos. Pusul Mendoza says soon young adults won't have anywhere to live.
Now they live with their parents, their families. But when it comes time for them to have their own families, they're going to have problems.
So this is one of the nicest pieces here.
Annika Borner came here 3 years ago from Germany. She says finding a job as a realtor made it possible for her to stay. And she says she has no qualms about selling land to foreigners.
Why should I? Now, people come here anyway. With our dollar, with our euro, we can really raise their living standards. They get a better life. We have a beautiful place to live.
Rebecca Kiyakain, the receptionist, says she's concerned about what will happen to her town if people keep selling.
Si no pensamos bien, la gente extranjera es lo que van a estar llenado aquí en San Marcos La Laguna.
If we don't think carefully, the foreigners are going to fill San Marcos La Laguna. There won't be any indigenous people here, and then we'd lose everything.
But not everyone's selling. A local man and his son opened a hotel here last year, and another group has started a guide business.
Ese es el tour de aventurera que van a la montaña, en el bosque.
Antonio Perez Sacach is president of Jóvenes Maya Cachiquel Ecotours. He says it's time for locals to get their fair share of the new economy. He says, we're a small town that's just starting to get ahead. And before others come in and profit off the town, the people of San Marcos should benefit. This is Jill Replogle, San Marcos La Laguna, Guatemala.